what are those things that are draining your battery in the background? Because if you have goals and you have things that you want to do, it is going to pull from it. You are going to drain your battery way faster, and you may not even get to the things that you want to do because you're constantly tied up and exhausted in the things you're not pulling the trigger on.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you, and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363. You can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
And we're actually live from our Airbnb in, wait, where are we right now? We're LA. We're in LA right now.
Because
we have been like Orange County, we've been LA, we've been Scottsdale, back forth, because we are still currently homeless. But fun update.
Well, we realized we did not update you last time that we did get the house.
In Scottsdale. Yes, the one that appeared last minute. We went, we saw it on our way out of town. It was a perfect house, made an offer that afternoon. And got that offer accepted. So we're super excited that we have one out of two homes done, locked down, waiting to close.
Now we just got to figure out what Hunters.
It's House
Hunters. We're like, will we choose number one?
House Hunters double duty because we're trying to find two of them. Yeah. So that really brings us to today's topic, decision fatigue. Guys, It's real. If you feel exhausted, if you feel worn out, if you feel tired and you can't explain why, investigate if you have decision fatigue. Mm-hmm. Do you have... I would say the computer windows running in the background. Do you have too many of them open? Are you constantly thinking about making big decisions?
And give yourself sitting in limbo.
Sitting in limbo. And if so, it's going to make you tired. It's going to make you feel run down. I've been like, God, I feel tired. I can't explain why. And you've been the same way. And it's because we have decision fatigue.
Mm-hmm. So there are different things that you can do in your life. Number one, you can absolutely go down a list of the open loops that you have. What are maybe some open conversations that you're going back and forth on? You know, oh, I need to have this conversation. I'm not sure when. What should I say? And start looking at each loop one by one and tackling it in that way. So pros and cons of that conversation. What does that need to look like and by when? And essentially what you need to do is start closing out your windows on your phone and your computer. Using that as an analogy, obviously, but what are those things that are draining your battery in the background? Because if you have goals and you have things that you want to do, it is going to pull from it. You are going to drain your battery way faster, and you may not even get to the things that you want to do because you're constantly tied up and exhausted in the things you're not pulling the trigger on. So what are the things that you need to do in order to start making making those decisions. I know for Chris and I right now, it's a serious pros and cons list. Mm-hmm. It's a realistic, where are we fooling ourselves? Where are we trying to embellish things? Where are we being romantic?
Where are we selling ourselves?
Where are we selling ourselves and an idea just because we're looking at the very romantic part? And with the cons, like what are the true cons and what are the true pros? And sometimes those are hard to measure because they're not tangible, right? Mm-hmm. These are all scenarios. And that's why you're exhausted, is because we are creating in our mind every scenario and you are playing 5,000 movies a day of possibilities. When you're not doing this, you just get to focus, right? So those are the things that you need to do, is come up with that pros and cons list. I know that Chris and I are going to take some good time and do that coming up real soon, because we are. Every single day is something different. You can feed the idea that you want to a point where it's actually blinding you and it's not a good thing, or you can be feeding, you know, the negative to a point where it's blinding you and you're missing out on the full opportunity.
We are taking a quick break because clearly you are a podcast lover, which is why I can't wait to tell you about my friend's podcast, which is a awesome pick-me-up that you need to subscribe to. Y'all know I am a health nut and business junkie, and one of my favorite places to get all my wellness hacks and entrepreneurial motivation is my friend's show, The Angie Lee Show. She's a dear friend of mine who has seen so much well-deserved success and has such valuable advice to offer. You guys, she's a college and corporate dropout. I love that so much because she's proof that no path is linear. And she believes that curiosity is your compass. What began as a health blog in her college dorm room blossomed into an international brand that helps thousands of women. The Angie Lee Show is for the dreamer, the multi-passionate, the creative, the curious, the ADHD, the go-getter, the side hustler, and the ambitious. Angie has a refreshing take on entrepreneurship that will make you both laugh and cry tears of relief. If you have a dream tugging at your heart, which I know you all do because you listen to this podcast, but you're not sure where to start, this podcast is the perfect place. Recently, Angie has been talking all about ADHD and how so many entrepreneurs seem to struggle from it. Getting diagnosed later in life, her mission to normalize ADHD is beyond admirable. It's not a conversation many people are open to having. You can always count on Angie to bring light to those taboo topics. Every week, she's going to give you hacks to crush it as an ambitious woman, find your purpose, optimize your energy, and turn your ideas into income. You can find Angie's podcast wherever you get your podcast and search The Angie Lee Show. Follow her on Instagram as well at The Angie Lee Show. You will absolutely love her infectious personality as much as I do. You guys, let's get back to the show.
And so point number two would be, go get 3, 4, 5 people you really trust to be objective along with you and run your pros and cons by them. Let them call you out if they see that you're really selling yourself one way or selling yourself another, or maybe they're going to add a couple blind spots that you're not seeing or that you didn't want to see. Really assemble that committee, so to speak, to help you through some of these major decisions, because they're going to be able to have a totally different perspective than you. And it's not going to be blinded with either rose-colored lenses or dusty-colored lenses. It's just going to be them outside looking in and seeing things that you wouldn't see otherwise. And then number three, the third thing you can do, this sounds silly, but it helps. When you have major decisions going on and you're getting decision fatigue that's making you tired from them, then you have to see where you can cut other decisions out of your life temporarily. In other words, ordering dinner or going to a restaurant, go to the easy, familiar one. Don't try and pick something new that time. Getting dressed, throw on the simple outfit you know works every time. Don't try and try something new or stress over what to wear. I know these are real little things, but 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 small autopilot decisions a day instead of trying to make them new groundbreaking decisions. By just putting those things on autopilot, it's going to free up more energy for the larger decisions you're trying to make.
Yeah, try not to add anything new. Try not to add too much like outward socializing on top of that as well. Those are all things that are going to drain your battery. Like maybe try to just keep those conversations, like I said, to people that you really care about, whose opinions really matter, who've had a lot of experience in that department, because you're in a highly influential state when you are in between, when you're in a fork in the road of like your life is going to go in one direction or the other. These are really important decisions. So you're highly sensitive and influential. So be aware of your conversations, but also keep those open. because you can also decide to only talk to people who will influence it in the way that you want. So be aware, keep those objective as well.
Guys, speaking of decision fatigue, we now officially have more invitations out to qualified individuals for our Elite Mastermind for 2022 who are making the decision and dragging their feet on the decision, then we have spots available. Now, here's why that's relevant to you. We still have one spot available at the time of this recording. By the time you listen to it, one of these individuals with the invitation, they may have taken that spot. But I say, if you want to lock arms with us, if you want to lock arms with like-minded entrepreneurs, and by the way, this is the Elite Mastermind. It's for anyone who's going to earn more than $500,000 in their business in 2022. Then, hell, I encourage you to go apply. Like, if you want the one-on-one bi-monthly touch point with me so I can keep abreast of your business and be that objective sounding board we just talked about. If you want two in-person events for 4 days where we're getting together and working on your business as a group and learning new things. If you want the group calls, listen, if you're looking for people to understand why you tick the way you tick and to move your business forward faster than it ever has before, then what the heck? Go apply, see if there's a spot left. There's two ways you can do it. You can text me the word elite to 310-421-0416 and we'll banter back and forth via text. Or you can go to chrisharder.me/mastermind. Again, that's chrisharder.me/mastermind and apply right away. So we'll see. If there's a spot left when you hear this, the only way you find out is by applying.
All right, you guys, we are so grateful to be on this journey with you. I hope those ideas that we gave you help. And it is a real thing. So the faster that you can face those things, the better. And until next time, we will see you next week. Bye-bye.